This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, November 29th. I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. The market's been kind of quiet on light trading volume, but we've been meandering higher by and large. And now we're starting to get some more decisive volume and some more important economic news. So let me just cut to the chase and give you the most important news. On Tuesday, Fed President Christopher Waller, this guy's a member of the Fed's Board of Governors. He's a hawk. He's very influential. But he gave a speech in front of the American Enterprise Institute where he basically said he's very confident that the Fed policy is well positioned to get us to a 2% inflation level and hinted that they're going to be cutting rates in the next few months. So that got the bond market all excited yesterday. Yields fell. The dollar got weak. Dollar's at a three-month low, just so you know. And Atlanta Fed President Bostic came out with similar comments. So we're getting a rate cut in the first quarter, folks. So that's good. Now, the only thing that's slightly confusing to a lot of people is the Commerce Department did revise that third quarter GDP is now running at a 5.2% annual pace, up from their initial estimate of 4.9%. Now, they're going to revise this two more times, but I want to reassure everybody, a lot of that was inventory buildup. Some of it was consumer spending, but a lot of it's the energy exports, okay? And speaking of energy, OPEC is meeting tomorrow. And because the meeting was delayed, oil prices were oscillating. They're now very firm, and the reason they're firm is the API... American Petroleum Institute yesterday reported a drop in crude oil inventories in America. It was 817,000 barrels. But the big news is that there are severe storms in the Black Sea, and they're disrupting up to 2 million barrels of crude oil a day. And that mostly comes from Kazakhstan and Russia. So, welcome to wintertime, folks. Weather can disrupt a lot, okay? Also, a lot of the ships that go through the Panama Canal that transport refined products, things like that, can't get through the Panama Canal anymore. They have a drought down there. So, oops. So, that's another issue. But basically, you know, the other big news we had is Black Friday sales are up 7.5%. Cyber Monday sales are up 9.6%. So if consumers are grumpy, it shouldn't look like it. And we did have consumer confidence updated yesterday by the Conference Board. And I like the report a lot better. And consumer confidence did rise to 102 in November, up from a revised 99.1 in October. And the present situation component in that index dipped just a bit, but expectations surged to 77.8 in November. It was 72.7 in October. Now, the only problem is when the expectations component's below 80 for three consecutive months, we usually do have a recession in 12 months. So you can interpret this data any way you want, but the bottom line is just like the Fed tried to kill inflation by raising rates. Now they're going to have to stimulate the economy by slashing rates as soon as inflation gets at or near their 2% target. Now tomorrow we're going to get all the details on a personal consumption expenditure index. Last I've seen, the core rate is running at 2.3. As soon as it gets to 2, the Fed can start cutting, okay? And so that's going to be big news tomorrow. Otherwise, the main thing that's going on is it's the holidays, but people are still unhappy. You know, you see the we had riots in Ireland last week. There's an ultra-right-wing guy that got elected in the Netherlands. Obviously, Argentina shifted to the right via their libertarian candidate. All I can tell you is the candidates winning all have good hair. The Argentina candidate looks like Elvis. He's a musician. It was a surprise victory, big victory for him. He just was up in the U.S. visiting, and his goal is to peg the Argentina peso to the U.S. dollar. That has helped other Latin American countries, would be a big deal. And then the ultra right wing guy that won in the Netherlands traditionally has been ignored in ruling coalitions, but he can't be ignored anymore. Anyway, he's got a lot of hair. He kind of looks like Mozart or somebody like that. And so interesting times. So if you want to know who's going to win in elections, it's going to be somebody with good hair. Okay. So I realize that could help Donald Trump, but it could also help Vivek Ramaswamy. He's got good hair. Could help Gavin Newsom. Okay. But anyway, whoever gets elected president is going to have good hair based on the Argentine and Netherlands election results from last week. Okay, what else is going on? Well, COP28 starts in Dubai tomorrow. And the green people are a little confused. Because at COP26 in Scotland a couple of years ago, they picked hydrogen. And, of course, they haven't figured out how to make it in a green manner. You can make it from natural gas pretty quickly. But in the United Arab Emirates, where Dubai is, you can let your water run all you want because they have all these desalination plants. So even though they're in a desert, they've got endless water. And need lots of water to make green hydrogen. So they're going to be pitching that in Dubai. The other thing is Brazil's going to, Lula, the president of Brazil will be there. He's going to try to protect the Amazon. They'll all probably applaud him. But I think the main thing that's going on in Dubai is if they're going to do any of these green solutions, which is, you know, planting more trees, capturing carbon, all that stuff, it's going to be done by the fossil fuel industry. And that has people like Al Gore outraged, okay? So, and I'm sure Al Gore will be there. We'll see what he says. But, you know, there's a lot of capital it takes to do what they want to do. In the meantime, probably the other thing that happened that's interesting is we had almost 3,900 car dealers write the Biden administration to basically try to slow down the EV mandate, and the administration replied with a very curt letter that basically insinuated that consumers will embrace change. So they are not planning to stop their mandate. Now GM, you may know, obviously curtailed their EV production, just did a big buyback, boosted the dividend. So we'll see what happens, but you know, the main message is the Biden administration will not change their tone on the EV push. So, fascinating times we're in, but the bottom line is there are silver linings, there are oases out there. I'm very pleased that energy prices are up. I still have that big energy bet. A lot of it's going to be weather dependent, you know. The colder it gets in the Northeast in Europe, the better it is for natural gas. The shipping stocks can profit from some of the problems with the Panama Canal. And then finally, our energy exports are accounting for at least 2% GDP growth. So that's why it's so confusing out there. Like everybody says, where's the growth? It's all exports. Well, we've taken over to become the world's biggest energy supplier on both crude oil exports and natural gas. Oh, and then, of course, we got more refinery capacity than everybody else. So we ship all that refined product. So we could have some consolidation, some tax selling next few weeks. I personally think because November's been a good month, we had an early January effect. I think we'll have another January effect in January. So the goal here is to fine-tune our portfolios now that earnings announcement season's over. And that means if you want to trim a stock, wait for an uptick. If you want to buy a stock, wait for a dip. You got about 3 weeks and that'll happen. And then if you do want to add money, I would add money between Christmas and New Year's. That's the last week of the year. And then you'll be all set for a big upward surprise in January. Election years are good for the market because everybody's going to run around and promise us everything and anything, and we'll be rallying in the wake of all that. But otherwise, that's about it, folks. I'll update these podcasts if there's significant news tomorrow. We'll get all the PCE details, personal expenditure details. Oh, and I forgot to mention, they have deflation in Germany. That came out. They were down 0.3% last month. The Eurostat will update all the inflation for the Eurozone. But based on the German data and a couple other countries, it looks like the number's going to be good. So we got inflation collapsing around the globe. We've got deflation in some countries like China, now Germany. We'll see if it spreads. The faster it spreads, the faster the central banks will cut rates. So that's the big news. And I'll talk to you tomorrow after the personal consumption expenditure report. So I'll update you then. Take care, everybody. Louie Neville there.